With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. As birds begin to migrate north for the summer, there's a lot of concern this season about the diseases they may be carrying. Reports of dead flocks of waterfowl infected with bird flu have already been reported in parts of Wisconsin. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with a local wildlife rehabilitator about how they're preparing.
Mark Naniot does not have fond memories of 2022.
Awful. In one simple word, it was awful.
He's the rehabilitation director for Wild Instincts Wildlife Rehabilitation in Rhinelander. That was the year bird flu hit wild species of birds particularly hard.
So we spent pretty much our entire day in masks and gowns and goggles and gloves and things. And so we would get in these horrible cases, and of course, none of them survived it.
In recent weeks, there's been reports in Wisconsin of dead waterfowl in other parts of the state because of bird flu. As water bodies up north start to open up, Naniot is preparing for similar incidents up here.
We can't say for sure, but as things are migrating through, you know, it's starting to move its way further north. So we're pretty sure that we're going to end up with it again this year.
Wild Instincts has now put into place protocols to protect both people and wildlife. They're no longer taking food sources like backyard chickens that could carry the virus. Visitors aren't allowed in the buildings. They'll meet people in the parking lot for donations or to admit animals. Their garage has also been converted into an avian admission area to help keep them separate from other species. Naniot says they're not restricting the kinds of wildlife they admit, and he hopes they can keep it that way.
2022, there was a lot of rehab centers that shut down, mostly to like waterfowl, some of the, you know, the more highly susceptible birds. And we pretty much did our thing. We made sure we isolated everything and were super careful. And we were lucky and did not spread.
This time around, Naniot is concerned that bird flu is reaching bird species that were previously unaffected, like sandhill cranes and mallards. It's also been spreading to cattle and people.
And so that's a very alarming situation.
You can learn more about Wild Instincts' new protocols and how to support their work at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
People hauling snowmobiles or doing a run to the landfill sometimes fail to properly secure their load. Debris on highways and unsecured cargo cause nearly 1,000 crashes every year in Wisconsin. Wisconsin State Patrol Inspector Lucas Gravioli.
Unsecured loads and improperly attached trailers can pose a serious hazard on our roads. Be sure to check your cargo before heading out. If you're hauling a boat, camper, or trailer, ensure it is safely attached and in good condition.
Gravioli says to be sure your trailer is in good condition, including checking the tires and lights and attaching it to your vehicle properly. You also need to be sure nothing will come loose.
To secure the load, tie it down with a rope, netting, or straps. Tie large objects directly to your vehicle or trailer and cover the entire load with a sturdy tarp or netting. And don't overload the vehicle or trailer.
The State Patrol also says these tips will be important as boats and trailers come out of storage in the spring. Trailer and load securement is the State Patrol's law of the month for March. Wisconsin's largest utility provider is seeking approval for a new gas plant to help meet growing electricity demand. A new report says there are better ways to create a more reliable energy grid. More from Mike Moen.
Data centers are among the many reasons there's added pressure on the nation's power grid. The nonpartisan think tank Energy Innovation says that's setting off panic with talk of slowing the pace of coal plant closures and spurring new natural gas plant development. The group's Sarah Baldwin hopes decision makers don't suddenly abandon the transition to renewables.
The report points to the fact that wind and solar and battery prices have all come down substantially over the last few years, and in many cases have exceeded the forecast for their cost declines.
Natural gas burns cleaner than other fossil fuels, but the authors say quickly pivoting to gas now would result in too many long-term costs. Baldwin says wind and solar won't do it alone, but using a range of renewables, along with low-risk supplemental sources, aids reliability. We Energy says its proposed plant in Kenosha County is part of a long-term vision that includes renewables and the end of coal use. One recommended supplemental energy source is better management of the power already being generated, incentivizing people to adjust their energy use during peak times. Researchers recognize that it might be hard to motivate enough people to sign on. And while there isn't a clear consensus about how to move forward, Baldwin says the news isn't all that bad.
We are not in an energy emergency. We actually have time to do this in a very pragmatic and thoughtful way and avoid some of the fear-mongering that we're seeing right now.
She adds grid operators and utilities would be well-served to help dispel long-standing myths about renewables. Baldwin thinks they should also remain focused on removing barriers to plugging clean energy sources into the grid, noting there's still a backlog of development ready to power up homes and businesses. As for the We Energies proposal, state regulators could decide its fate in the coming months. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
Maryland and 19 other states are suing multiple federal agencies in a lawsuit alleging President Donald Trump's administration has illegally fired thousands of federal probationary workers. Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota are among states in the coalition. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown is leading the coalition of attorneys general in the federal lawsuit that was filed late Thursday in Maryland. The lawsuit says the mass firings will cause irreparable burdens and expenses on the states because they will have to support recently unemployed workers and adjudicate claims of unemployment assistance. The lawsuit also says the layoffs will hurt state finances due to lost tax revenue and additional services for the suddenly unemployed. Wisconsin election officials plan to call Madison City workers in for depositions to learn more about how nearly 200 absentee ballots went uncounted in the November election. The uncounted ballots did not affect any race results, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission is investigating how they were missed and whether the Madison City clerk violated state laws or otherwise abused her discretion. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.